How dramatic? Ask Superintendent Mike Miles.
It is bold, and yes, it is disruptive. And yes, it will require the courage of many.
Miles said the situation is urgent.
Yes, we have a number of great schools, and I've said before, a lot of progress in Dallas ISD we can all be proud of. But there is no mistaking the fact that we have a long way to go, and not all of our kids, 160,000, are getting the best education possible.
The new system is called Teacher Excellence Initiative. They'll be graded in three areas: a teacher's performance, student test scores, and surveys filled out by students. Another big change, the traditional salary schedule is being replaced by what's called an effectiveness scale. It has 9 levels ranging from unsatisfactory to master. Teachers can make between $45,000 and $90,000 a year. Angela Davis is president of the local chapter of the National Education Association Teachers Group. She told the board she's concerned teachers won't be evaluated or compensated fairly.
Teachers do what they do because they love children. They want to help educate them and become a part of their lives. But if you make this more difficult for them to make a living wage, then they are going to look elsewhere. With this plan, there is little chance most teachers will ever get past $54,000 on the pay scale.
Trustee Nancy Bingham, who voted for the measure, said she was struck by the generational divide over the issue.
It seemed like the teachers who were more experienced, I'm not going to say older, because I hear that word all the time, but more experienced, are more reluctant to try out this new system. But then the ones who were in favor of it were the younger teachers.
She wasn't wrong about that. Pinkston High School teacher David McDaniel, who spoke in support of the changes, said he's taught for 4 years, this last one in Dallas. But he already has some pretty strong opinions about the district.
For too long, Dallas ISD has suffered with ineffective teachers and low student achievement. By not passing this proposal, or by not passing it with the strategic compensation, you are failing to take the lead and telling the teachers and the students that the current level of achievement is acceptable.
Just before midnight, trustees passed the measure 7-2. The new teacher evaluation system starts this fall. Stella Chavez, KERA News.